Right, I'm going to try and conquer my guilt now. It feels a bit wrong, obscene even, to talk about Fussy at the moment when much more important things are going on. But I'm going to try and focus on that. It's easy to forget that tomorrow night, wow, that's a hell of a game against Wimbledon. It's huge. Our ambitions are becoming more and more clear, I think, as these fixtures go on. And clinging on to a playoff place seems crucial. So now Wimbledon is sort of a game where we can look forward to challenging for the title by walloping them. Feels like a game where we've just got to try and get something out of it to stop the sides on our heels coming after us. It's a big test, especially after what happened against Gateshead. Goodness me. I mean, I don't know. I guess the crucial thing for Tuesday, the crucial thing for our season, is how the heck do we respond from that? Let's take the positive side of it first. Maybe it was a blip. Surely it was a blip. Watching back the highlights, how can a side so solid defend so badly, so consistently, all the way through? I think it was just an exceptionally bad day, which kept going worse and worse. And I've got to hope that that's exactly the case, and that will be it, and it'll be left behind, and that maybe Saunders can inspire the side. I remember us playing at Chesterfield, about 10 or so years ago. They'd just been hammered 7-0 at Plymouth. And so everyone was rubbing their hands thinking, oh, we'll do these. And of course, you can guess what happened. Their manager, Roy McFarland, really ripped into them for a week, winding them up, saying, you better not do that again. And what happens? They came out and they beat us. Hopefully we can respond like that. And certainly the way the club's spirit, the squad spirit has been throughout the season suggests that is how they'll react. So let's hope so. That then leaves Saunders with the big dilemma. What does he do with his team? Does he keep it fairly similar? Or does he play around with it a bit? It's hard to contemplate keeping the same side, really, isn't it, after what happened? And he's got Curtis Obeng available again, so I suspect that McMillan might cede his place, having been withdrawn at half-time on Tuesday. Likewise, I mean, Marvin Andrews, that's a bit of a conundrum. I've said this before, maybe I can explain in a bit more detail. My theory about Andrews, why he got picked and why he didn't do well on Saturday, is that This is a guy who's not played much football before this season. The last two seasons, in total, he started 17 games between those two seasons. He's lacking match fitness massively. At the start, I thought, for Wrexham, although he made a good early impression, he's a big, bulky bloke coming back from injury, lacking match fitness, and you did feel that he lacked timing on occasions. He's a defender that relies on timing. His great heading is because he takes a run up at the ball, takes a spring at it. When he times that right, his heading's prodigious. When he doesn't time it right, he can make mistakes. And in the early days, he made misjudgments, he made mistakes because he was match rusty. Remember that penalty at Kettering? That's the same sort of thing. He doesn't jockey, he lunges in with tackles. And when he times them right, great. And he doesn't, ooh, it looks awful. Now, as time wore on and he got that match fitness under his belt, that sharpness came. And when he got injured at Altrincham, he was in superb form. He and Crichton looked absolutely insurmountable as an obstacle in front of Maxwell's goal, and he looked wonderful. Since he's been coming on as a sub, he has looked that slightly ropey earlier self. He's coming back from fitness. I think that might be why Saunders picked him. You know, Edward Sinclair. Sinclair's been doing well, but he needs protecting. He is 40 this year. And Andrews coming in, well, maybe Saunders thought the sooner he gives him games, gets that match fitness back, the sooner we've got Andrews back in prime working order. And like I said, a duo of Crichton and Andrews at the back does give you a great deal of reassurance. Unfortunately, on Saturday, he looked very rusty, and it backfired in the most spectacular manner you could possibly imagine. I don't at all want to put it all down to Andrews, that would be unfair, but if you look at my video tactical report on the YouTube channel, CPD Wrexham, you'll see that an awful lot was to do with him. So lots of defensive decisions to make. I suspect the front six will remain pretty much the same, with the possible exception of Gareth Taylor being brought in as a wise old head for Matthias Pogba. But on the other hand, I don't know, Pogba's got that mobility. Be interested to see just what Saunders and Pogba's been looking tired to me the last couple of matches. The key thing is Wimbledon will see us as a chance to really knock us out of the title race as well. They'll be up for us. Wrexham are going to take a real examination on Tuesday, and be fascinating to see how they cope. There, managed not to mention any trouble off the pitch at all. Astonishing. Felt so wrong, though.